Wow, so today we're continuing what I was sharing with you the other day. And as you remember, I was talking about curses, and it's very important that we actually discuss this matter today and finalize it. We looked at groups of curses. Remember that part?
Yes.
We looked at groups of curses, and we saw that they are what we call caste curses, which come upon people because someone has said a word. And these caste curses can also be self-caste. They are words that you may actually say. So there are caste curses, are those cases people say. All right, so you can say something about yourself, or someone can say something about you. So there is a caste case. A very good example is of Joshua, when he said, anyone who shall build the foundation or the wall, he said he shall build it with his firstborn, and he will finish it with his lastborn. Now, when he spoke that case, it became the caste case. Are you there?
Amen.
So it is a case. That's why God became so angry when the people of Israel, who were spies, went to Jericho. And when they came back with a report, they said, we cannot defeat them. God wasn't happy with that, because what they were saying, they were cursing themselves.
Amen.
That's why in the vocabulary of heaven, there is no statement like I'm poor. In the vocabulary of heaven, there is no statement like I'm sick, I'm blind, I'm lame. Let the sick say,
I'm healed.
Let the blind say,
I can see.
So in the vocabulary of heaven, God does not expect you to curse yourself. Are you here, right?
Yes, yes.
Are you following?
Yes, yes.
So when we are dealing with the subject of curses, caste curses, can it be cast by yourself? If you begin to say words, negative things against yourself, or somebody says them against you. Am I talking to you?
Yes, yes. Yes.
So you must be very careful with what people say about you. The whole reason why you see people on social media attacking Major One, attacking men of God, because they know, the devil knows that those words one day can happen. So the enemy will raise up people to say statements about you, to speak words about you, to speak words about, because they think, you know, one day it's going to happen, so that they can say, we told you. We told you. Have you seen? We told you. So there are people right now who are saying things about you. They say, I just give it time. You will see. That guy. Do you hear me? There are people who are actually thinking. They gave you 4 months. You have passed through 4 months. Now they've given you 1 year. Are you there, right? Yeah, so caste case, these cases come, they're in a group where they can come through a person saying a word about you, or you can actually say those words against yourself. I did a deliverance in Tanzania, in a place called Arusha. I was there. There was a lady who was actually standing there, and I was prophesying to people, and she was just standing there. She was actually very active in the ministry. Now I'm praying for people, and I'm delivering people, and the Holy Spirit said, look at this woman, she has a problem. And I looked at her like this, and I said, what should I pray for you? She said, I want to get married. Okay, so I prayed for her, and I thought just a normal prayer. But the Lord told me to say, no, tell the woman just to say this word, I'll get married. So I went to her and said, can you say after me, I'll get married? She said, I'll get married. I said, you are delivered. She said, ah. She thought maybe some demons must come, she must manifest. I said, you're free. She said, just like that? I said, you said a word when you were 19. that you don't want to get married. And she was 40. 21 years later, that case, you know, in the spirit, there are legalities. You didn't hear me. This is why there are certain angels can't do anything. Even if you're in trouble, they just be watching at you. Because they are not allowed to interfere. And they are angels who are specialized in certain things. You cannot have a seraphim come to you with a message of God. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
It can only be Gabriel. Because Gabriel is a messenger. Seraphims are not messengers with a message to tell you. Are you understanding?
Yes.
Seraphims do not. Their job is to cover the glory. And this is why when we're dealing with the demons, you find different type of demons. So in the spirit of legalities, there are some demons, they actually know that this woman is not anointed and more powerful than me. Are you here?
Yes.
That's why Jesus Christ said this kind can come out by what?
Prayer
and fasting. Because fasting does not command a demon to come out. What fasting does is that it disciplines your body and brings more of your faith. Because fasting, it is a declaration that I do not live by food alone, but I live by the word of God. So fasting produces a spiritual discipline in a person that you begin to ignore your feelings and your appetite, and you begin to put faith. Now, so your dimension of believing begins to grow, because fasting does not change results. Fasting changes you. It does not change your situation. Fasting changes you. Hello?
Yes.
Now, when you are now changed, you get into a level where you can actually say to a spirit, come out, and the spirit will leave. So what happens is this. Are you following?
Yes, yes, yes.
Now, what happens is this, and I want you to get this very well. In the realms of the spirit, and I want you to hear this, you must be very careful, because there are things that can be greater than you. There are things that can be greater than you. That's why Jesus Christ said, if you have faith, you shall say unto this mountain. So it takes faith, not just the faith. That's why Apostle Paul said, even if I can have faith that can move mountains, but if I do not have love, even if you have faith that can move mountains, there is a faith that can move mountains. And there's faith that cannot. Jesus blamed his disciples, not because they didn't have faith. He said, faith is there, but it's little. He said, you of little faith. Come on.
Oh, yes.
Am I talking to somebody right?
Oh, yes.
He didn't blame them of not having faith. He blamed them of having faith, but it was what? It was not enough to stop the wind. So you may have the faith. You may be sitting where you are sitting, and you may have the faith. But is that faith enough to bring in healing? Is that faith enough to produce results? Well, it's not the teaching of faith. Let's go back to cases.
Amen.
If you're following, raise your hands. I'm following.
I'm following.
All right. Now, I want you to hear this. I just want you to hear this. The Bible says, when we are dealing with cast cases, these cases can be said by yourself or someone can say them. This is why witch doctors can never perform a ritual. Even witches and wizards cannot bewitch a person without saying a word. So they have to say a word. So they'll take a charm and they say, may she die. So it's not just a charm they're using. The words they have spoken. Hello? Now, we spoke about types of cases. But before we go there, I spoke about the groups. We have got cast cases, one. We have got what, number two?
End cases.
What?
End cases.
Say it again.
End cases.
Say it again.
End cases.
Everybody else where you are, say end cases.
End cases.
These cases are end, yourself, your character, your behavior. I told you, by, you can actually get them by... By idol worship, ancestral worship, this thing, a witch doctor, a false prophet. You must be very careful because God does not want such. We have a lot of people who actually wonder. But you can actually get these cases if you are not careful. This is why you have to test every spirit of the prophecy. I told you before, when people... are not believing me as a prophet, more especially if they are not believers. I don't blame them. Prophetic ministry, you must not just believe it. Mm-hmm. You have to test the spirit. Yes. I am very much okay with anyone else who do not believe in me as a prophet. Because anyway, my mission and our mission is not to make people believe in us. It is to make people believe in Jesus. Yes. So in the first place, I'm very much okay if you don't believe in me. Because I'm not here to be believed. Oh, you didn't hear me. I'm not here to be believed in the first place. I'm not here to be believed. We are all here. I'm all standing here because people have to have their faith in Christ. So the scriptures say that test and the prophetic ministry is a very controversial. That even us prophets, we don't just believe in each other. Because the spirit of prophecy must be tested. The Bible says the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. In other words, your prophecy must testify of Jesus and not of yourself.
Powerful.
Am I talking to somebody?
Yes.
Now, if you engage yourself with a false prophet, you're going to get a case. Because the whole scripture, God is against false prophets. So when people do not believe in prophetic ministry, don't blame them like, oh, my mother hates the prophet. My father hates the prophet. No. They just have to be careful. You just have to be careful. Because prophetic ministry has to be judged. And when people judge us, don't worry about it, because the scriptures actually says it. It allows people to judge the prophetic ministry. If you read 1 Corinthians 14 from verse 21 to 32, it talks about let someone judge. So prophetic ministry is a hidden ministry. According to the scripture, it's a hidden ministry. God said to Isaiah, I will send you among them, but I will make them not believe you. If you are following, say, I'm following prophet.
I'm following prophet.
Are you there, right?
Yes.
So you have to be careful. So false prophecy or involving yourself in a ministry that there is a false prophet or involving yourself with a witch doctor or involving yourself with idol worship, ancestral worship, these things can bring cases upon you unless you are delivered. So you need deliverance to take you out of such engagements. Am I talking to you?
Oh, yes.
A man of God in the Bible by the name Saul, when he went to a witch doctor, he was cast immediately. God said, you will not live, you will die. And he had a premature death. Do you know why? Because of force. The visitation to a witch doctor. So no one should lie to you to say, as long as you're in Jesus Christ, everything is okay. Everything's okay and you're visiting a witch doctor?
No.
You think Jesus will be smiling at you like, wow, it's okay, you know, I'm Jesus who forgives. No, he will not. There are consequences. Spiritual consequences. Am I talking to you?
Oh, yes.
You need to understand that. I told you before that somebody said, no, in the New Testament, Jesus Christ, no, we don't live in the era of curses. You are joking. Jesus cursed the tree.
Yes.
If he can curse a tree, what more humans? He said he cursed it for not producing fruit.
Oh, yes.
And then himself says, if you abide in me, he says, you shall produce more fruit. He says, but if anyone does not produce fruit, he says, I'll cut you off. You think it's a friendly statement?
No.
So you must be very careful. Nobody should lie to you. I told you of a certain man of God who told me, he said, like, oh, ha shakara ba 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 ba. Oh, I cannot be cursed. I said, oh, really? He said, the devil is far away from my territory. I said, even me. But we have to make him to be far from our territory. It's not like just the automatic, then he's just far from, because you are born again. I said, no, we actually tell him to be far. We pray, we rebuke him to be far away from us. He's like, oh, no, man, I don't do those type of prayers. I'm in Christ Jesus Christ. His own wife slept with his young brother. And he came to me like, man of God, what must I do? I said, ah, you are far away from the devil. I said, no problem. You are far away from the devil. I'm telling you, there were problems after problems. He got divorced and a lot of issues, and his church closed, and he tried to do business. It's not working until today. Don't play around. Spiritual battles are real. Am I talking to somebody right?
Yes.
Spiritual battles are real. Don't play around. Say, because I'm born again. It doesn't give you. Why was Jesus praying? You are saying you are in Christ. You are in Christ. You are where? You are the same Christ you're talking about who will spend the whole night praying. He says, hey. He says, why are you not praying? Peter was sleeping. So why are you not praying? Probably he had the same mentality to say, I'm in Christ, all things are becoming new. Jesus said, why? Peter, he said, my flesh is weak. My spirit is willing. He said, hey, pray that you may not be tempted. That's it. Pray that you may not be tempted. So we, as a prophetic ministry, we pray so that we may not get in trouble. We put the devil at bay.
Oh, yes.
So when we are dealing with these issues of curses, breaking curses, we know exactly what we're dealing with. The devil ain't playing. He is not playing. He is not. The Bible says he's seeking whom to devour.
Mm-hmm.
In the book of Revelation, he will be given power to hunt the saints.
Yes.
But those who shall overcome. So we belong there to the overcoming saints. Shall be given a rod of iron.
Yes.
Somebody say, overcome.
I overcome.
So when we are dealing with these issues, we have to understand what weapons is the enemy trying to use. And one of the weapons the devil uses are curses. From the beginning of time until now. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes.
Am I speaking to somebody?
Yes.
Are you here?
Yes.
It doesn't mean if you have a curse, you become poor. There are many rich people who are cursed. Because people always associate curses with poverty and struggling in life. You need to understand that Cain was cursed, but he built a city. So we have people who actually associate a curse with only suffering. There are people who are having money when they see them like, these ones are not cursed. You are joking.
They
may carry a case over their head of premature death. So you must know, it does not mean that because you are cursed, then automatic is only poverty. No. There are many billionaires in the world that are cursed. There's one billionaire who actually owned an island, built everything else. He had everything. And the doctor said to him, you're only allowed to eat what? Porridge. He had a condition that his stomach could not digest hard food. And he was only allowed to be eating what?
Porridge.
With all the money. So you must be very careful. Do not compare yourself with the people. They are not our models. Our models are the men of faith in the Bible.
Amen.
We look at our great examples. We look at Abraham.
Oh yes.
We look what a blessing did in his life. He left his home a broke guy.
Yes.
God blessed him.
Yes.
He came back a billionaire.
Yes.
Those are people you're going to compare. We compare ourselves with such men in the Bible. Am I talking to you? We look at Job when he lost everything. How was he restored? Am I speaking to you?
Yes.
Look at how many billionaires are. They have got money, everything else, and their wives are divorcing them. If you think money will bring a woman, wow, there are many people with money right now who their women are divorcing them. It's not only financially where cases work.
No.
There are people who are cursed never to settle in marriages.
Yes.
There are people who are cursed never to live long. So you must understand what a case is. It is a complex matter. There are people right now, their main issue is not money. All they are looking for is a child. There are people right now who their main issue, it is not a child. All what they are looking for is healing. So we have cast cases, end cases, and we have what?
Generational
cases. These are groups. Now, in the generational cases, these are what you have no power against. You were born in it. You were born in it. We actually looked at Abraham. Abraham, eventually, he had money. God blessed him. But there was still more something that was working in the family. We looked at it, right?
Yes.
That there was a spirit of lying.
Yes.
He lied that his wife was his sister. Praise God, it was not this generation. Imagine you go to a country and your husband says, hey, you should say you're my sister. Like, I think you have seen someone here. I think there is someone you're talking to already. But get this. So he lied. His son also, Isaac, lied the same lie. Not only that, the son of Isaac, Jacob, lied that he was Esau. Oh, he didn't hear me. The sons of Jacob also lied that Joseph was killed with a lion. And Joseph, he's in prison. Potiphar's wife, he lied that he wanted to rape her. So it's either you will lie or people will lie around you. I'm talking to somebody. So that's generational case. Now we actually looked at types of cases. All right, you remember number one, we said what? Wanderer case. This is a case that makes people. We actually saw from the scripture of Cain. God said you shall be a wanderer. In other words, you will never settle down. You move from one place to another place. That was his case. And I spoke with you that when this case is working in your life, you are not permanent. You move from one career to another career. You move from one business to another. Maybe this one. Let me try here. Let me try here. It has to be broken. It is a case. And number two, we looked at Adam case. The case of unfruitfulness, or you have to sweat to get something. Adam was told he would work so hard just to eat. And if this curse is upon you, what happens is that you actually find yourself, you have to struggle for anything to get it. A simple car, just to get a car. A simple house, just to build it. To get married. To run a business. It's like you have to struggle to get something. We are announcing that it's being broken tonight in the name of Jesus. May it be broken in the name of Jesus. Say amen.
Amen.
We also looked at what?
Enslaving cases.
These cases enslave people. And we saw how God cursed who? God cursed who?
Canaan.
This is when Canaan was cursed. Are you here, right?
Yes, we're here.
He said, you are cursed. All right? He said, Noah said, you are cursed. You shall be a slave.
Mm-hmm.
You will be what?
Slave.
A slave. This is very dangerous. There are people right now, they are slaves. Listen to me. There are people right now, they don't even know how to walk out of debts. There are people right now, listen to me, we have to break these cases.
Amen.
There are people right now, their lives are just a mess. It's like they are a slave. When a case is broken, your life will be fixed. How many are saying these cases must be broken? You can ask your hand up. Say, these cases must be broken now.
These cases must be broken now.
Say louder, say, these cases must be broken now.
These cases must be broken now.
Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every case working against me.
Every case working against me.
Say, be broken now.
Be broken now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are following, right?
Yes.
Now, I also shared with you a very important type of cases. And what is it?
Hanging
cases. And I said these cases, they can be spoken. But no one dealt with them. They're still moving in the family. They are not dealt with. And they must be dealt with.
Amen.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
They have to be dealt with. Whatever case that has been hanging in the family has to be broken.
Yes.
Are you getting me?
Yes.
Every case moving in your family has to be, you know, it can be there. It's still moving around. It may not affect you now, but the day it will meet you, it will attack you.
Amen.
Can you imagine that there was a case that whosoever shall build a foundation, his child must die? Now you have no clue about it. And one day you wake up in the morning, like, I must build a house. The first day you are starting a foundation, someone is dead in your family. You won't even notice that it's the house you are building. You didn't hear me. You won't even notice that it is the project you're doing. Maybe there is a case that anyone who shall become a millionaire, they must die. The day you make a million, you die. So you must be very careful that every case that is hanging must be broken. And we also looked at what?
Choosing
cases. And that was number what?
Five.
Choosing cases. These cases can choose who to attack. Everyone else in your family is okay apart from you. So this is where, you know, you are working at an organization. Only you, they are attacking. Like everybody else is okay. Only you get fired. and you go somewhere else, only you get in trouble. It's like the only chooses you. Sometimes everyone else there is in the family, only you get that disease. It just chooses you. A very good example, let me just give you a very good example. And we have to break it tonight.
Amen.
Because it's not good. It's not good. A very good example is a family of 10 children. And only one child is asthmatic. If you trace the history in the family, someone had also asthma. Or one is diabetic. If you trace in the family, one also had diabetes. But he didn't choose the firstborn. He didn't choose the secondborn. He didn't choose the thirdborn. It chooses the 60th born. Am I talking to somebody here? So why only this person is chosen? Now, I've given an example of a sickness for you to understand. It could be a sickness or a spirit of failure, or it could be whatever spirit could be. But what I want you to know is that it has to be broken. Somehow, somewhere, tonight, you have to say, be broken in the name of Jesus. You're not saying it with your faith.
Be broken in the name of Jesus.
If I were you, I could have spoken with the holy anger. Say, be broken in the name of Jesus.
Be broken in the name of Jesus.
These things are happening, I'm telling you.
Yes.
Now imagine on hanging cases. It was hanging all this while. And then it chooses you. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes.
Be very careful. So spiritually, you must be alert. And that's what the scriptures say. Watch and pray. But how will you watch if you don't know what to watch? So after that, we go to number what?
Number 6.
Did I give you this one?
Yes.
It is what?
Indirect cases.
And what are these cases? These are cases, a very good example, when God cursed the ground. He didn't curse Adam. He said, cursed shall be the ground. So the ground was cursed because of Adam. Indirect cases, the devil is using them a lot. Imagine that he doesn't curse you, but he curses your children. You as a parent, you pray, Harakaba Shanta. They say, no problem, I will not touch you. But your children. All your children are in drugs. They don't respect you. You need to understand that in direct cases, the enemy may actually use your wife or your husband. You find that you're okay. But the devil now attacks your uncle. And he has issues with you. Like, where is this coming from? The devil wants to fight you indirectly. In the military, it is known as a proxy war. This one, when the devil attacks you with these cases, he does not curse you. He can curse, you can have a cursed business or the works of your hands. You know what the Bible says? In Deuteronomy 28, let me just show you. In verse 16 and 17, I want you to see this. All right? Cursed shall be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the country. So the devil, he looks at you, and he curses your environment. He curses your city. Let's go ahead. Verse 17. It says, cursed shall be your basket. Did you hear that?
Yes.
It says your basket, and you're needing bow. I told you before that a bow, it's where in those days people would keep their coins. There were no notes of money. The only currency which was there were the coins. And you would put them in a bow or in a basket as your storage, which today is your bank account. Are you understanding?
Yes.
So can you imagine this, that God says that cursed shall be your basket? Can you imagine having the devil is not cursing you, but is cursing your bank account, your storage? Money can't stay. The day you make money, the following day they are calling you at your mom. It's like, hey, my son, I'm very sick. It's like diseases, sicknesses, responsibilities only waits for your money. The moment you get money, your car has a problem. You have to fix it. I've told you these things, they look so simple. But there are so many people right now who actually the enemy is doing that. So there can be a case that can attack you indirectly. Say, I break it now. Say it again, I break it now.
I break it now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I break it now.
I break it now.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Number 7 is very important, I share with you. These ones are known as association cases. Somebody say association cases.
Association.
No, say louder, say louder, say louder.
Association cases.
Association or associative. These cases of associative come because, one, it can be marriage. All right? If... You ready for this?
Yes,
we are ready.
Are you ready for this?
Yes, we are ready.
All right. They can happen through marriage, through sex, through a friend that you love so much, or she's my best friend, or he is my friend. Actually, they're not in the Old Testament, these ones. Mm-hmm. They are even found in the New Testament. Because we have people who think, oh, in the New Testament, that will never happen. Wow. Now, I want us to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. What does the scripture say? The scripture says, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Wow. Why? For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? The word communion there is very important. Go ahead. And what accord has Christ with Baal? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? Did you hear that?
Yes.
And what agreement? The word agreement there in English, it looks so simple. But when you check in Hebrew, the word agreement there, or in Greek, the word agreement there, it is a contract. So there are people you associate yourself with, and a demonic contract can be made. Am I talking to somebody, right?
Yes, sir.
You must be very careful. Associative. You can actually associate yourself with someone who is cursed. And then you find yourself in trouble. That's what the Bible says. This is New Testament. You are being warned in the New Testament. You are being warned. Come on. Go back in the same scripture. What agreement?
And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God and they shall be my people.
Now, I want to read it for you. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 16. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her? For the two, he says, shall become what?
One flesh.
Now, go back on the same scripture. Give me NIV. And I'm going to check message. And I want you to see something here. Do you not know that he who unites himself with a prostitute is one with her in body? Did you hear that statement?
Yes.
For it is said the two will become one flesh. In the message translation, there is more to sex than mere skin on skin. sex is much spiritual mystery as a physical fact. As written in scripture, the two become one. You will be shocked on the last day when God will bring you a lot of wives. And yet in the natural, you are not married. Like, I'm not married. Like, where's your wife? Like, oh, these are your, like. Do you understand? Yeah. So what does that mean? It says you become one. Can you imagine you sleep with somebody and there's a case in their family to be broke and you become one? And you're now in church, oh, shara baba, every case be broken. Shut up. There is an association somewhere. These cases come because of association. That's why we bless you when you're getting married. Mm-hmm. Why? Because there could be cases where you're coming from. Yeah. So, okay. Oh, I'm not on somebody, right?
Yes. Yes.
So when you are being blessed when you're getting married, the blessing must counter. It is to counter every case. The two of you are coming together. You might have come with a case. She's coming with a case. You get blessed. This blessing is to remove any case that was there. So when they pronounce a blessing, okay, that is baraka, benediction, baraka, to announce a blessing over your union. Because there is an ability that you might be having cases. So, associative cases, how do they come? Your friends. Okay? I heard someone say, no, he's just my friend. Is he born again? Ah, no. He's not born again. Oh, wow. People are so desperate for marriage that they can actually marry anyone. They don't even care. So that after 2 years, you should be giving the whole prophet a headache. Please pray for him. He must change. Ah, you, when you were going there, were you blind? No, I was seeing. But I thought God would change him. You thought? I thought I would eventually change him because I was... If God couldn't change him, you think you can change him? Associative cases. These cases come through association. Some of you, you associate yourself with darkness. You associate yourself with the people who lie too much. Do you understand what made King Saul get cursed? When God actually said, you are now cursed. He associated himself with a king who God said, kill him. Oh, am I talking to you? God said, you even bring him to Israel. God said, don't bring him to Israel. He said, everything must be killed. His name was called Agag. And he associates himself. God said, now you are doomed. So there are cases, associative cases. You might associate yourself with a certain people and you are wondering why your life is like that. Nothing is changing. Your life is not moving. Check yourself. Who are you associating yourself with? We break these cases in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Can we go ahead?
Yes.
Can we go ahead on the types of cases?
Yes.
Now, we're going to look at another type of cases. You ready for this?
Yes.
These ones are known as soulish cases. Say soulish.
Soulish.
Or evil wish. These cases, they are working, and they're the most common cases in many believers. When I'm praying for people, I find these ones a lot. Are you aware of this fact? Out of every 100 people you ever met, one person thought you were dead. What have I said? Out of every 100 people you ever met, one person thought you were dead. They just thinking you were in a coffin. Just like, ah. So what is a soulish Okay, so there are people out there who, when you tell them that I'm trying to do this project, I'm trying to do, they actually, like, they are happy with you. But when you are gone, they begin to say words, it will not happen. A very good example is the case of Goliath. Somebody say the case of Goliath.
The case of Goliath.
Okay, let me just give you a scripture. 1 Samuel 17, verse 43.
So the Philistine said to David, am I a dog that you come to me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods.
Did you hear that? You all the times you think that battle was happening physically. Actually, the Philistine, he actually cursed David. Go ahead with the scripture.
And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I'll give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field.
All right.
Then David said to the Philistine.
Now look how he managed the case. Because people actually do not understand how we deal with the cases. David immediately, he had to cancel the case. What did he say?
Then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin.
But
I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts.
Now you see that? What was in the hand of David? A stone. What was in the hand of Goliath? A spear. Much as Goliath was carrying a spear, the Bible says he cursed David in the name of his gods. So it's beyond the spear. David is coming with a stone. He's also saying in the name of the Lord. So this is not a stone versus a spear. It is the gods versus a god. But do you understand what weapon Goliath used? A curse. He cursed David. There are people right now who are very busy saying words against you. Somebody say after me. Say, every word said against me.
Every word said against me.
I reverse it now.
I reverse it now.
I break it right now.
And I break it now.
Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And this case is so common. Normally, it's spoken when someone is angry with you. Maybe one time you said something, not knowing that your friend was angry. Do you know what they said about you? A very good example, when you're fighting with your boyfriend or your husband, what words come? Who do you think you are? You're very foolish. Looks like someone's just shouting. But that word they are saying that you are foolish, your life becomes a fool. So you must be very careful. Am I talking to someone right?
Yes, Dad, we hear you.
You must be very careful. So the words you say, be very careful. And one time somebody thought you avoided them. And you didn't. Maybe you were absent-minded and you didn't greet them. Do you know what they said when they went somewhere? I met him. I met her. As if he's not seeing me. That man. In fact, it's the project he's doing. He thinks now he's gone. It's not going to go far, that one. You must be very careful. I know you don't take these things because you're not spiritual. The Bible says a spiritual man judges all things. A spiritual man judges all things. If you're not spiritual, that's nothing. It's just okay. The Bible says these things are foolishness to those who are perishing. Say this word, say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Any word spoken against me, I rebuke it now.
Every soulish wish,
every soulish prayer,
against my destiny,
I break it now.
I break it now.
I rebuke it now.
Jesus.
Am I talking to you?
Yes.
One time a young couple came to me. And the man is a man of God. A young couple came to me and said, oh, we have come here. I just want to be mentored. I looked at him like this. I said, oh, I'm like, hey, you. I'm like, there's a girl by the name of Hilda. Do you know Hilda? I said, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. She's in our church. I'm like, she has been praying every day that your wife must die so you can marry her. Ah, the wife is like, Papa, I'm going to finish her when I leave here. I said, what? I'm going to finish her. I said, no, it's not by flesh and blood. I said, you don't have to do that. It's not about flesh and blood. Can you imagine someone wishing the wife of a man of God dead? Or the husband dead? So you must be very careful with these foolish prayers. You must handle them. You must handle them. There are people who wish you dead. There are people who wish you dead. I promise you. There are people who said, I wish he was dead.
Yes.
They think you're standing on their way. Somebody say, it will not happen.
It will not happen.
Say it again. It will not happen.
It will not happen.
Say it again. It will not happen.
It will not happen.
So I break every curse.
I break every curse.
I break every curse.
I break every curse.
Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every curse.
Every curse.
Spoken against me.
Spoken against me.
So I reverse it now.
I reverse it now.
Now, I just want you to look at these cases. Wandala case. Adam case. Enslaving case. Hanging cases, choosing cases, indirect cases, associative cases, soulish cases. Can you imagine that you are there? Some of you, all of these nine are waking. I told you, we have people who say, if anyone being Christ is a new person, in fact, you are 100%. But why if you are hit with an indirect case? It's not on you, but your children. It's in your account. It's on your business. We are not just saved just to be, say, I'm born again. No! We are saved so that we can become the light of this world.
Amen.
So tonight, I want us to pray. Okay, I want us to pray. I don't know, but I want us to pray. I want us to pray. Listen to me. Take this matter serious. Some of you, these cases are working on your children, in your finances. Money can't stay in you, or money can't even come. You're unfruitful. You know, everything you touch, it can't be fruitful. A lot of things are happening around you. Listen to me tonight. I want to invite you to prayer. And I want you to know this. You can take matters in your own hands.
Amen.
You can actually say in the name of Jesus, every curse today you are breaking. I command you, you are leaving. You are leaving my children, my finances, my life. You are breaking.
Yes.
You are going out.
Oh, yes.
You see, as I'm talking now already, if you were really serious about it, you could be standing already on your own. Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
in this month of blessing and glory, I pray that the blessing will rest upon your children. Days of sicknesses are over. Days of struggling are over. Days of suffering are over. Days of sweating are over. Days of stagnation are over. We remove every curse working against them. Whatever curse working against you today, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I stand against every curse working against you.
Yes.
Wherever you are right now,
yes.
I announce a blessing in the name of Jesus.
I receive it.
May a blessing overtake you now.
I receive it.
May the blessing of the Lord overtake you now.
I receive it.
In the name of Jesus.
I receive it.